Fender.com is the place to go if you want to get everything that we are doing. Go to our Discord. Even Steve's Discord lives there. Go to Infendo.com today.
So connected to the world of Nintendo, even Link knows where to find us. Infendo Radio is on now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Infendo Radio, episode number 3. Wait, no, messed that one up completely. 718, I think.
It's been a long time
back
since
it was in time.
Yeah. I'm joined by Justin and Brandon. How are you guys doing tonight?
My first episode was 352, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. We're remembering the things. I think Chris's first episode was like 340, and then we like only did a few episodes. So, yeah. Like, Brandon, what was your first episode?
I don't know. It was recent, though. I know that much.
Well, you need to figure it out and go update the Infendo Wikipedia.
Okay.
Also, you need to build it.
We were hoping the fans would do it for us.
But. We have to start off with fans. Hold on. Just plan.
That's what we forgot.
We're putting cart before the horse here. Anyways, welcome to another episode. We've got some stuff to talk about, especially since Mario Day just happened. But first, let's talk about Pokemon Works. I don't know what that is going to be, but apparently the Pokemon company in Japan set up a new subsidiary called Pokemon Works. The trademark was, just pushed and registered a few weeks ago, and that's literally all we know.
I think they took Pal World to task here, and they're gonna do some slave Pokemon now.
Oh no.
I thought that they had just come up with a Pokemon themed word processor.
Yeah, Pokemon, maybe Pokemon Works is gonna be like Mario Maker. That's gonna be what they do for that Pokemon build or something. Anyways, yeah, we have no idea what Pokemon Works is. It is a terrible idea to call it Pokemon Works, because I just don't know what it's gonna be like. What are we doing here, Pokemon Company?
It sounds like another app. Like you got Pokemon Go for walking, Pokemon Sleep
for
sleeping, and now you got Pokemon Works for working.
Yeah,
Works.
Yeah, no, it's so we'll see what it's all about, but anyways, yeah, that's kind of all we got on that. So let's talk about the fun stuff. Let's talk about Mario Day and everything that happened there. A lot of it, I think, was either rumored beforehand, or I think Brandon, you kind of, and Justin, you as well, last week, you kind of hinted that some of this stuff might be happening. But let's talk about the big thing first, huh? Shall we? Let's talk about, at least for me, the big thing. Mario Brothers Movie 2? Like, yeah, I'm ready for this. Like, it sounds like Chris Pratt's gonna get another animated credit. I hope that it's as good as the first one, if not better. Like, what do you guys think about this one?
Better. I'd rather better.
Yeah, definitely better. At least as good as, though, right?
Better.
All right. Better. We'll take better.
We discussed this at length when it came out, but
yeah.
The Mario movie was entertaining. It wasn't great. I would like to see a great Mario movie.
Sure.
But, if it's more of the same, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, I mean, like, at the same time, I'm not going to have that much of an issue. But, I would like it to be an 8 out of 10 story instead of a 6 out of 10 story with 10 out of 10 references. That's all.
Maybe
I
they
want.
Can introduce Wart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
throw
Wart
left
would be
field
fun.
Like that. Let's introduce the Mario 2 world we've all been missing.
Yeah, I'm here for whatever they give me, honestly. I'm that guy. But I better would be good. Worse would not be acceptable. I don't think that sounds like Miyamoto's going to have his hands on it again. So it sounds like he's probably not going to ever let that happen anyways. But I'm ready for that one. What do you think it's going to be? Like, what do you think is happening here? Are we, continuing the plot? Is it going to be, a brand new storyline? Like, what's happening here?
I mean, they teased Yoshi in the credits stinger, so maybe they're just skipping over Mario 3 and going straight into Mario World. Maybe we got some Dino Land plot going on. I don't think they even thought that far ahead. I think they're just...
I've heard the prevailing theory that it's going to be a Donkey Kong movie.
I think the Donkey Kong movie is supposed to be separate.
Yeah, and I thought that got announced.
This is on top of that. So that's already been announced. And that we're going to... So it's going to go... All right.
And this is supposed to be 2026, right? Is that what the you know, the alleged date is there? Yeah, so
in April, they were specific in April again. Which once again, last year it was my birthday, and 3 days after my birthday, or 3 days before, the Mario movie came out. So I took the day off on my birthday and watched the Mario movie.
That was probably a good birthday.
Oh, that felt nice. So I'm happy Nintendo's doing that for me again. Thank you.
Well done.
And it seemed to work out for them. Hopefully they'll actually, you know, break the record this time. You know, the last movie got right up to number 2. And then another, like, okay, well, it's coming out on Blu-ray next week.
Yo, isn't Frozen 3 coming out soon too? Like, maybe it's gonna
Frozen 3 and Toy Story 5 and all sorts of other
stuff. Would love for it to like be right up there with that.
There's much heat on Frozen 3.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, I'm excited for Frozen 3. I'm waiting for them to.
Oh, I get it. No, that was a joke. No. I get it. There was a pun there. Oh. Heat, Frozen. was that your intention there?
Yeah, that was
the same. It took me like a hot minute there. I did one too. All right. Let's talk about some more news that came out of Mario Day. Did you guys go play any of those Game Boy games yet that came out today? Looks like Dr. Mario, Mario Golf, and Mario Tennis are all releasing on the... Wait, let me see if I can get this right. The Nintendo Switch console. Online... No, see? I always say Virtual Console, but it's technically the Nintendo Switch Online, right? Justin, you tell me. You're the one.
Nintendo Switch Online released, it was Dr. Mario, God, I should have had the list
Mario
in front of me.
Mario Golf and Mario Tennis, he just said
yes,
it.
Thank you. I'm like, I knew they were ones that were exciting. Also ones that I just downloaded onto my 3DS, so, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm baffled by the Dr. Mario, since they already have Dr. Mario on the NES, and, I mean... Are people really that excited to play a black and white, lower resolution version of that? It would have made more sense to release like the Super NES version or whatever. I think that we have Dr. Mario 64 too, don't we?
Nintendo loves Dr. Mario.
We do. Do we have a Dr. Mario on the Super NES too?
No, I don't think that's come out yet. I think because it's...
That's the superior version. Tetris. Yeah, I was going to say, that's the superior version because it has Tetris on it.
Yeah. Mario Golf and Mario Tennis for the Game Boy Color are fantastic games. They are pretty much the games that Golf Story was inspired by. So, you know, all of the leveling up and RPG elements and all that were introduced in those games. And so they mentioned in something that I watched about the connectivity or whatever the heck they called it with the transfer pack. I wonder if that's something that you can do, because both Mario Golf and Mario Tennis are on Nintendo Switch Online as well. So
that would be cool.
I haven't checked it out myself. Probably by next episode we'll have our answers anyway. But
what did that do anyways?
So you could, number one, connecting the Game Boy Color game to the N64 game unlocked characters that were previously unavailable, like Mario. But also, you could transfer your in-game character into the N64 game. So like, you play the Mario Golf and Mario Tennis RPGs as, you know, just your generic, you know, avatar character, and then you could transfer that with its stats into the N64 game.
I totally forgot about that. Them. But yeah, you're 100% right.
But yeah, I'm not.
I would get I'm my like
99% sure that's not going to be in the NSO version, but it would be sweet if it was, because that was a huge selling point for me. Sure. I would play it on the school bus and then go home, transfer it over, and you know, use it up when I'm playing against my friends.
Go ahead.
The fact they released Pokemon Stadium without a way to play Pokemon with it, I have no hope. I have no hope. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm really excited. I really wanted to play Mario Golf, and I've just put it off for so long, and now it's like put in front of me for free. Hell yeah. I'll give that go.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I never owned a transfer pack at the time, like when, you know, the Nintendo 64 was an actual thing, you know. It was like later when the GameCube came out that I got one of those. So it wasn't, I never got to play with the Mario Golf or the Mario Tennis thing. But I do remember playing with like the Pokemon transfer pack stuff. That's like the reason I got it for Pokemon. So I might have to go and dig up a N64 and do that.
I got the transfer pack. I'm trying to remember, did Pokemon Stadium come with a transfer pack?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure it was packed. I got it. I seem to remember you playing it on your.
Yeah. I wanted Pokemon Stadium anyway, but the big reason I wanted the transfer pack was for the Perfect Dark features. Because originally you were supposed to be able to take a picture of somebody's face with the Game Boy camera, and then
transfer into the N64 game. I remember Matt Casamassina talking about that on a podcast or whatever on IGN.
And then apparently Combine happened, and they're like, they're going to put their teachers' faces on there in class.
Totally.
They're all going to be shooting kids.
I think that was one of the factors. I think they also just had trouble getting it to work right. But yeah, that was why I wanted a transfer pack. So, you know, that was a total bust. But, you know, you had the Mario Golf, Mario Tennis. You could unlock cheats in the N64 Perfect Dark by putting the Game Boy Color Perfect Dark game in the transfer pack. So it had its handful of uses.
Yeah, right, right. It's, well,
as
thank
with
God
many
for wireless
those,
technology
those
nowadays.
As many with those Nintendo peripherals.
I want something like that to come back, honestly. Like just
oh, it's already
stupid.
Here. It's called Amiibo.
Freaking A, you're not wrong. okay, well, what else happened on Mario Day? We learned about Luigi's Mansion 2 HD. That's exciting. I never got the chance to really dive into that when it first came out, so I think this is my chance to finally beat it, you know? And how many times has that game already come out? 3? This will be my, maybe, or is this a second time? I can't even remember.
The first time since the first time.
Okay, I thought maybe it came out on the 3DS. I don't know how many times I've bought Luigi's Mansion, but I will always buy it when it comes out, you know what I mean? It's just that type of game.
Oh, I'm sorry,
for
you're
me.
Talking about Luigi's Mansion.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about Paper Mario.
Well, we can talk about both, because that got release date as well.
Neither one of those have been re-released until, you know, they come out later this year, so... Luigi's Mansion 2 was same thing. Was, well, of course, I haven't beaten 3 yet either, but that was one that I just never really got very far in.
Yeah, I don't... Did that originally come out on the 3DS? I can never remember. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's... For whatever reason, I just... did not get into it on that console. I think it might have been also because the 3D hurt my eyes on that one. That might have been the before my new 3DS XL or something like that. But in any case, yeah, I'll buy it again and I'll probably at least play half of it. We'll see.
For me, it went on sale in this era where there was already so much to play on 3DS, and I downloaded it on sale and I played it all of one time before moving to one of the other 20 or 30 games that were for the 3DS.
I think I remember it being really long.
Thing happened to me. Yeah. And, like, it was like mission based. So you go into a mansion, you do a mission, then you
get taken out
of the mansion, then you have to go back in and go. So it didn't have, you know, the flow of the first one or the kind of progression of the second or the third one, rather. So
I played the third one. It was kind of a weird one. That one was great. That was a good game.
I have not finished that one yet. Every September and October, I'll pull it out and play it a little bit, but I haven't beaten it yet.
Sure.
I pretty much 100%ed it. I don't know. I just did a hell of a binge. But also, yeah, it came out on sale for October. So, yeah, I played it all through October when it.
Which one was that Dark Moon? Was Dark Moon 2? Was that like? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. That was the second one. That was the 3DS one.
Okay. Yeah, I can.
Hotel Mario.
Awesome. Well, I'll buy it again. What about Paper Mario? You guys hype about that? I know that you guys are pretty big Paper Mario fans, so.
I am so ready. I want this.
I haven't played Thousand Year Door since it came out, and I never beat it on the GameCube, so I am excited about this. I'm hoping that they have a breezy mode like they did
in Super
Mario RPG, just so they don't have to grind. But
I don't remember it being that difficult. You could just sort of play through grinding. I think
right, but I can just sort of play through and not have to grind too.
Oh, all right. Sure. Well,
I'm gonna play it on normal and say screw you.
Am I the only person hoping that they're gonna add amiibo support into it somehow? Like that'd be cool.
Oh my god! I want a Paper Mario amiibo. Oh jeez!
Oh my gosh! I didn't even think about that, but yes, I would buy even if it was one of those expensive ones that are like $20, like the Zelda one. I would buy it for sure.
They should make one of the dragon boss. That is just iconic. The folded paper dragon boss.
That would be so cool. Oh, now you're making me want things. Might just have to like 3D print myself something like that. Who knows? Okay. Well, what else? Any other news? I think that pretty much covered Mario Day, right?
That was the big stuff.
Oh, great. Well, thank you, Nintendo, for making Mario Day fun. That was kind of interesting to have something to look forward to on Mario Day. I feel like last year and the year before, they just didn't do anything. It was like a missed opportunity. So
it was like cool. A sale, and that was about it.
Yeah, exactly. So this was really cool. All right, well, let's talk about the games we've been playing in Change the System. I'm looking at you first, Justin, because you're on my top left of this Zoom call. So why don't you talk about the games you've been playing?
All right, well, I'm actually not going to talk about the games I've been playing so much, because aside from, an hour or so of Smash Brothers with Brandon and still kind of plotting my way through Mario and Luigi, I haven't really played anything worth talking about. But I did watch the Super Mario Brothers live action movie over the weekend for Mario.
Oh yeah,
Day,
well, let's get your review.
Playing video games with me, yes.
So, I mean, it's the 93 live action Mario movie. If you've seen it, you know what it is.
Yeah, I do.
How about a review of the box itself? When you opened it up, did it smell good? Did it have good art? Like, come on, give it to me.
I haven't gone through any of the special features or any of the things that came with it. Like I said, I got the ultra limited numbered edition box set. I watched the 4K Blu-ray, so it was just like the ultimate in picture and sound quality there. And
was it better?
It looked and sounded better.
Okay. All right.
It's a terrible movie, yeah, but I have to side with God. I can't remember who the YouTuber was that I watched recently. I want to say Hats Off Entertainment, or maybe it was Bullets and Blockbuster, but they did a feature on it recently, and they said, considering everything that this movie had going against it, with all the script rewrites and the directors being fired and, you know, the studio changing and all of that, it's a miracle, and like 20 minutes of footage cut out of it. It's a miracle that the movie came out as good as it did.
I actually didn't know any of that stuff, so yeah. I might have to go watch a documentary.
There are lots of good ones. I would recommend actually the one from The Gaming Historian.
Okay.
It's about, I think, 45 minutes to an hour long, so very in-depth. But yeah, like the making of the movie was as much of a train wreck as the ending, you know, like the movie itself. So it's kind of a miracle it came out as coherent as it is. But it did inspire me to start shopping for things to make a Mario 93 cosplay, because he has that they wear those jumpsuits with like Mario has the red jumpsuit with the blue pockets and the blue sleeves and collar, and then like a red cabbie hat. I just want to, you can't buy one like it, so I'm gonna have to learn how to sew or hire somebody to do it for me, because I really want Retro Game Con or something like that to just show up dressed
as Bob Hoskins Mario. With, like, 3D printed boots.
There you go. Not
oh dear God.
Not before you
think about the boots.
Not before you have Brandon fix and gut one of your super scopes so that you can use the gutted one for cosplay.
Oh, that maybe.
No way. You ain't touching my super scope.
No,
I'll
I
just carry
take
it as is.
Two broken virtual boys.
Oh, wrong broken peripheral. My bad. Wrong broken peripheral from last week. Continue.
Yeah, I wish I had two super scopes. I have one super scope.
One of them's
and
mine. I want the one I gave you to be working again. You bought it from me.
It's working just fine on my 3DS.
Every time I see a super scope somewhere, it's way too expensive, and I'm like, no, next time.
I think mine was 130 complete in box.
I think I got mine. I don't know whether I think I bought it at Retro Game Con. It had none of the accessories, and they weren't even sure if it worked. And I think I bought it for $50.
That ain't bad.
And then I went, I said, I just want to put it on my wall. I don't care whether it works. I went on eBay and found somebody who was selling just the accessories, but it was everything. It had the sight. It had
the sensor,
the cartridge, the booklet, and everything. So I ended up with a complete super scope for like $100.
That ain't bad.
Missing is the box.
I mean, like, it was 130 when I got it. I also traded my duplicate copy of Final Fantasy 3 for Super NES. I got it down to about, I got it for about $90 complete in box, and they also threw in an extra game. So
there you go. That's not a bad deal, I suppose.
I think next Retro Game Con, I need to bring my Clay Fighter Sculptor's Cut and see what somebody will trade me for that.
Let me tell you, nobody wanted to. I only saw one or two things that made me push out my copy of Samurai Western. I have a copy of Samurai Western on PlayStation 2 that is easily the most valuable thing in my collection, and
it's your prized possession for sure.
Yeah, no, they weren't. They wouldn't play ball. They wouldn't play ball. Nobody wanted to play ball.
So yeah, my change the system is pretty much nothing. I do plan on watching the Blu-ray. So it came with a Blu-ray or two Blu-rays and a 4K Blu-ray. I watched just the regular movie on the 4K Blu-ray, and then one of the Blu-rays actually has the work print edition, which has all of the deleted scenes and everything in there. So one of these days I'm going to sit down and actually watch that, because I haven't seen any of those.
That should be fun.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. As far as gaming is concerned, I've just been kind of futzing around with my gaming devices, and that's about it.
Nice. Well, all right. Well, then let's go ahead and talk about some of the games that Yeah, I'll go here because I'm gonna be a little bit boring. I'll go next, and Brandon, hopefully you'll be able to lead us home. Yeah, I've been playing Tales a lot. That game is extra weeby, like, and I love it. It's like really, really, really good. But it's like extra weeby. I don't know if anybody's played a Tales game that's listening to this, but like, my goodness, you have to just like take it all in for what it is. You know, they're every time you strike somebody, they're like, ah, take this. And you know, every time you use like a magic thing, which they call arts, it's like they scream out the name of the art. So it's like, you know, it's like one of those games, but I love it. I love it for exactly what it is. Yeah, right. I like that. Since I've played Tales games in the past, it's just like, just like if you played Final Fantasy, like, oh yeah, to heal, I have to use apple gels. And to heal my magic points or CP or whatever it's called, I have to use the orange gel. It's like, oh yeah, I remember all that from the last game. So, you know, it still has like the same language from any Tales game, which I appreciate. So yeah, it's just more Tales. You're going to hear me talking about that for a while. I just got my... So, spoilers if you care, I guess, about Tales games. But last week, right after the show, I got to a point where I beat the first Lord. And I got to see my face for the first time because my face was behind an iron mask. And the Lord hit me and my mask shattered and it was super freaking anime. And I loved it.
It reminds me of the point in Final Fantasy IV
yeah.
where Cecil becomes a paladin and you see his face and I'm like, I like them better in the armor.
Sure.
I remember that. Right? I do remember that 100%. I'm better with the mask on.
So well, my dude has half a mask now. It's like, you know, what you can see one eye
and
that's like his nose.
That's
yeah,
so,
yeah.
Half a mask. Now we're talking.
So yeah, I've been doing that. We did play some Pokemon Go. I didn't talk about it much last week, so I feel like I can talk about it a little bit this week. But. That's really all I want to say. The event that happened recently was kind of a snore fest. There wasn't really a whole lot going on. And me and my wife are both looking at each other sideways like, I don't really want to spend any money this month on Pokemon if we don't have to. So we're just kind of like, you know, not doing so much. The only thing that I have been doing is that I have like a task that I have to like spin a Pokestop every for like fucking 20 days or something like that. So
a single one you have to get for 20 days straight. You have to go to the same Pokestop.
No, any Pokestop, but basically just like spin a Pokestop.
I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah,
that's a weird thing to make you do.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Don't give Niantic ideas. but yeah,
take it. That doesn't matter anymore.
but yeah, that's kind of what I've been playing. What else? I don't. Oh no! Wait, hold on. Okay, I booted up Mario Wonder again. I'm trying to beat that last fucking... I can cuss again. I'm trying to beat that last fucking level, and I just can't beat it. It's so hard. Oh, if you guys haven't seen it, you guys should go look up like a YouTube video of somebody playing the like last level of Mario Wonder if you haven't seen what it is. I am struggling. I am on the struggle bus. And you don't even just have to beat it. You have to like do all the extra stuff too and beat it. You know, if you want to like 100% it and like get on top of the flagpole and do all the bullshit to count as 100%. And I'm that guy stuck at like basically 99% completion of this game. And it's driving me nuts, so... help me. My sanity is waning. Brandon, though, I feel like you've probably been playing some new stuff. You seem like you're that kind of guy. Or maybe you've been playing some old stuff. Why don't you tell us?
Well, I mean, I'm still playing through Pokemon Snap. Weirdly involved in that when I get a few times. I'm almost, you know, it's one of those games. It's pretty short, so... I'm just sort of stalling, trying to get better pictures. And Helldivers, still playing
Helldivers. Are you taking advantage of the of the save states so that you can get a second chance at some of the Pokemon that you miss?
Sometimes, if I can think of it. For the most part, it's been pretty vanilla how I've been playing. It probably would be completely different if I could have an active rewind, but I do not.
Yeah.
I swear. Mostly, I've been playing with my 3D printer. Let's be honest, I got a new 3D
printer. Well, that's okay. I'll talk about the 3D printer. You printed something, not necessarily video game adjacent, but it's Japan.
I printed remarkably detailed Godzilla, and it's first gen. He's looking pretty badass, and he's pretty big. I'm not used to my printer going this long without terribly fucking up, so I've been really doing stuff with this thing and printing out whatever I get. I'm like, let's try something that's harder. Let's try something that's harder.
Did you print that with supports or no supports?
Oh, yeah, no, I use tree supports for the first time my printer can do that without messing up.
I love tree supports. They're like
that's
magic.
That's pretty impressive because it doesn't look like there were any supports on it at all, but it's very
very clean. Yeah.
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 It came out really great. I plan to see if I can paint it up and going to put it in my desk at work to like flex on all the nerds.
I still have to paint that N64 logo that you 3D printed for me years ago. Yeah. I still have it,
I could do that so much better now.
Sure, it makes the Ender 3 look like child's play, right? What did you get again? I don't know if you told the people last week.
I got
week.
An Elegoo Neptune 4 Pro, the quality of life difference is quite striking. I'm starting to see some Z wobble. I'm starting to get obsessive like that, but
sure. Got to dial in those clipper settings.
Oh, man, I've been having so much fun sort of screwing with that and making things I can assemble and printing things that have tiny... Oh, it's ridiculous how good it's doing. The only thing that makes me mad is I had it super tuned in, and then the special version of Cura they had booted up, and it's like, do you want to reset your corrupted printers?
Oh.
The custom version that's for it. I'm like, okay. And I clicked it. Everything I ever set for it to get it perfectly dialed in, gone. And I'm starting from square one again. Now I gotta do the rafts over.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Yeah, I know. I hate that too. Because like when I do like my trees, I like make it so that it's like a little bit away from the model, so it's easier to like peel off and you know all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
The gaps.
Yeah,
and
I've been using your trees setting, and it's definitely easier to remove than any other support I've tried.
Sure,
absolutely. It's a lot of fun. I've been doing that. I have not been playing my Quest 3. I wish I did, but let's see if I can find some time for it. It's just unfortunate that they both showed up in such quick succession.
I was gonna
I
was teeing you up
things.
I was teeing up to talk about the Quest, but I guess nothing there, right?
I wish I could say I was booting it up. The best I could say is I went on big screen and it was better. and that's about all I got.
I use Skybox, I think it's called.
I don't know why.
I like
Does
that better
Skybox
than big screen.
Have social functionality?
No, that's the best part.
That's the opposite of me.
I mean, you can probably...
I want to bullshit.
I'm pretty sure there is something, but it's not like... based around that, like big screen.
Well, you know, big screen, you can host like... your own rooms too. It's just saying.
Yeah, I don't like other people.
Fair. I mean, that's fair.
Justin, we could be watching Toxic Avenger together.
Or Super Mario Brothers.
Or Super Mario. Well, no, unless you have a 4K Blu-ray player on your computer.
Well,
Blu-ray play around that. Anyway,
well, I did prepare. If you're done, Brandon, I did prepare a short game for us this week, since I figured we might be a little bit on the lighter side. If you guys would like to play a game of 20 questions, I'm game. You guys ready? All right, let's play some 20 questions. So I have a game. And these two guys are going to try and guess what game that is within 20 questions, in case you've never heard of 20 questions. I think we're only going to do one round because that's all that I prepared. But if we have to, if it's quick, I can probably come up with something else. So, okay, without further ado, I guess I'll let you guys try and guess what this game is. Gentlemen, go ahead.
Justin, you're better at knowing the right questions to ask than me. I'm not experienced.
Am I?
You've done better than me most times.
All right. Is it a 3D game?
I'm gonna say kind of.
Okay.
Was it made before the year 2000?
Yes, it's a 3D game. I guess I'm gonna just say yes. No, it was not made before the year 2000.
Okay.
Is the
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I should. I should count these questions. I think that was two.
That's two questions.
Yes. Let's keep track of that.
Go ahead, Justin.
Is this a GameCube game?
It is not a GameCube game. There we go. Let's put it in chat. There we go. That's number three. What's next? What you guys got?
Is it a portable? Was it on a portable?
Yes.
The first, I forget the answer to the first question. Was it before or after 2000?
After.
After.
Okay, thank you. Is this a Nintendo-made game?
Yes, it is.
Did this game utilize touch controls in any way?
Ooh, I can't say for certain, but I would probably say no. I need to read through this Wikipedia real quick if it tells me. I'm going to go with no, but maybe.
You don't even know about the game that you're trying to get us to guess.
I'm going to give you a freebie on that one. Let's not count that one.
That doesn't all right, that's a weird one. I'll go on.
Yeah, well, because I can't answer definitively, and I'm sorry. I never played the game.
All right.
Maybe hold on. Can I rephrase that?
Sure.
Was the game featured on two screens or only one?
It's got to be a yes or no question.
Yes or no questions.
God dang it. Did the game utilize two screens?
No.
All right, so we're talking...
GBA.
Yeah, Game Boy Advance, I guess, or Game Boy Color, I suppose.
So we're into GBA, 3D-ish. Okay.
I think you guys are missing something, but continue. Some more questions.
I mean, you understand if it doesn't use two screens, it can't be a DS, right?
But it doesn't have to be a Game Boy.
Are we doing this thing where we're counting the Switch as a portable again?
Isn't it?
Damn it. Great, now there's a bazillion games to choose from.
I mean, you can figure this out if you want to burn a question.
It is a hybrid.
It is a hybrid. It is a hybrid. He's right on the portable front. All right, at least we kind of figured it out without wasting a question saying it directly.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Little him down a little.
I'm still angry.
I just didn't want you guys to get on the wrong track. I'm a nice guy, okay?
All right, we appreciate it. The massive.
All right, let's make it official. Is it a Switch game?
It is a Switch game.
Okay, there we go. All right. Okay, so it's a Switch game.
That's seven.
Made by Nintendo. It's literally all we know at this point. 7 questions and we have 2 pieces of information.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not on the GameCube, but yeah, also
at least
that,
we got that,
you know,
going for us. Was it released on a cartridge?
Yes, it was.
Okay. I guess that's easy enough. I guess I should have guessed because it's a
technical thing. Was this a remake?
No, it was not.
Okay, original? All right.
Did this game come out before 2020?
No, it did not. Sorry, I had to look it up.
All right, so we're talking a later Switch game.
It didn't come out before 2020. All right.
Published by Nintendo. It had a physical release.
I guess we need to get into the gameplay now.
It is sort of 3D, which I'm still not entirely sure what that means.
It is 3D. I had to just look at it, but just you'll understand, I guess, once we get there. Just walk with me before we can run.
Right. I'll get you there. I'll get you there, Kai.
That was 10, by the way.
Oh no!
Oh my God! Leave it alone, everyone.
I'm trying to. Okay, so I did.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something without just blurting out game names, although that's how Lucas usually won, so... Is it a Kirby game?
It is not a Kirby game.
All right.
It works.
It's a game you've never played. That should be a clue in and of itself.
You've never played this game?
Unfortunately, I own it. It's another one of those that I, like, have, but I've, like, not played more than 10 minutes of.
So, a Nintendo-made game that came out relatively recently on the Switch that you have, that you own but have barely played.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna absolutely hit yourselves when you hear the name of this game, but
is it an RPG?
You know what, Brandon? This is an RPG.
Origami King.
This is Paper Mario: The Origami King. Well done.
I forgot that game even existed.
I'm just sitting there. What would he be confused about being 3D? Oh.
I was going to guess the Pokemon Diamond and Pearl remakes because it still uses the top down.
Sure, sure.
But then I remembered it wasn't a remake, so.
Yeah, that was a whole.
I was also included because I realized wait. She likes RPGs, as I learned, as he discussed this Tales series.
Yes.
So, use my deductive reasoning.
Yeah, there. No, it is absolutely an RPG. It's absolutely a game I need to put more time into. And plus, you know, we were talking about Thousand Year Door, so I felt like it was fitting for this week.
I probably would try Origami King if there
I didn't
weren't
hear bad things.
So many better Mario RPGs out on the Switch right now.
Sure. Yeah, I didn't hear bad things either. I just heard like people were just like meh, but also that there was like this sequence that was like made people cry. So like, you know, I kind of want to experience that.
Interesting.
Yeah, right, exactly. Sorry to make you guys cry, but the show is over. It is time to call it an episode. We'll see you next week, though. It's okay. Just wipe those tears away. We'll be back. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Justin. Anything you guys want to plug before we close out the show? Justin, you promised you were doing a little bit of writing. Anything concluded? Anything to brag about yet?
I've done nothing.
also done bullshit.
Well, I'll keep posting, or I'll keep pinging both of you guys either at the beginning of the show to see what you guys want to do. You know, Brandon, you 3D printed some stuff, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a gold star there. Justin, I want you to fire up your 3D printer again, and then we're going to check back later. You know, that's your homework, so...
Sounds like a plan. That thing was supposed to be a Christmas present, and then a birthday present, and then a Valentine's Day present, and I'm running out of holidays to try and give this thing away for.
Sure. Okay, well, we'll catch you guys next week. As always, go get yourself registered to vote. It's that time. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next week. Adios. See you later. Bye-bye.
Peace out.